Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masech HaShabbos, and today we're learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey, and we're continuing in, again, the same theme of how much of an item are you chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, that it needs to be a chashva item, it needs to be a chashva amount of that item in order to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. So Mishnah Dalet discusses a whole list of different items that we haven't discussed yet. Devek, kedei litein barosh hashav sheves, the amount of glue that you'd be chayiv for carrying outside on Shabbos, is the amount that you put on the end of a board that you would trap birds with, meaning like a glue trap, like they have like for catching mice, where it just gets stuck to the trap. So they would have such a thing for birds, where they would put a small board at the end of a tall pole, and they would have glue on the top of that board, and then the bird would land. They put some bird seeds there, the bird would land there, and he would get stuck to it. So the amount of glue that would be needed to make an effective trap, zephes v'gophers kedei lasos nekev. If we're talking about pitch or sulfur, so it's enough to make lasos nekev, to make a hole that they would seal a container with tar or something like that, and a small hole was made in the seal so that you could pour stuff out very carefully and very slowly. So the seal was there to make sure that it didn't all spill out at once, but they wanted to be able to access it, so they would make a tiny hole in the seal of these containers. Shava, the amount of wax, kedei litein al pi nekev katan, in order to put over a small hole on a wine barrel in order to seal the wine barrel. So when they would need to plug up the barrel, they would use a tiny amount of wax, and that's the amount they chayv for carrying on Shabbos. Charsis, crushed bricks, kedei lasos pikur shel tsarfei zahav, enough to make a seal on an opening of a goldsmith's furnace, that they would purify the gold. So they would put it in a crucible, and they brought they heated it up in a furnace, and the furnace had an opening that they were able to fan the fires with, and that was and that opening was sealed with bricks to make it fit to make the fans that they would use to fan the fires with fit nice and snugly in, so that they're able to fan the fires without too much heat escaping from the furnace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedei Lasos Pitput. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the smallest amount of crushed brick is that you'd be chayav for carrying on Shabbos is to fix a leg of the base of the furnace, which is less than the amount that you would need to close the hole at the opening of the furnace. Now back to the Tanakhama. Subin kedei litein al pikur shel tsarfei zahav. If you're carrying bran, so enough to pour over the opening of a goldsmith's furnace to keep the heat inside of that furnace. Sid kedei losud ketana shebabanos. The amount of lime that you would be chayav for carrying is lime was a hair removal like cosmetic type of product, so they would put it on parts of the body to remove hair. So in order enough lime to remove hair from the temples. To remove hair on a small girl. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda says enough to make the hair on the temples lie flat. Rabbi Nechemia Omer kedei lasos andifi. Rabbi Nechemia says it's enough lime to put below the temples to take away the hair that's growing below the temples. So Rabbi Yehuda's shear is smaller than the Tanakhama's, and Rabbi Nechemia's shear is smaller than Rabbi Yehuda's. So it's in descending order of size in terms of how much you're going to be chayiv if you carry these items on Shabbos. And Mishnah Hay continues along the same theme. Adama kechosam hamartzufim. Red clay is the shear for that, is the amount that you would need to make a seal for a bag of merchandise that they would seal like they would seal a letter so they wouldn't be opened by anybody else. You know, it was tamper proof, in order to make a tamper proof seal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the chamomrim kolchosim igros, that enough to make the amount that they would need to make a tamper-proof seal for letters rather than for a box of merchandise. Zevel v'chol hadak kedei lezabel kelach shel kruv. The minimum amount of manure and fine sand is enough to fertilize a single cabbage stalk. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the chamomrim kedei lezabel kresha, and the chamomrim say that no, even just enough to fertilize a leek. So the chachamim are giving a a smaller shear than that of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning apparently that's the theme, that we go in descending order of size when we talk about these different sizes. Chol ha-gaz kedeliten amalo kafsid. The minimum amount of larger sand, you know, not very finely ground sand, is enough to add to make plaster. Meaning the amount of sand in order to make when you're putting together plaster in a lime mixture. So the amount of sand that you would need in a typical plaster recipe, I guess you could call it. Kana kade lasos kulmus. The amount of a reed is large enough to make a quill that you would use. I mean, they would use a reed as a pen. So it had to be long enough that you're able to write with it. Not so tiny that can't rest on your fingers. V'imhaya ova omerusas kade levashobo beitakala shebebeitzim trufa unasuna beilfas. If the reed was a thick reed, so not so practical to use as a pen, or it was a broken reed, so not so practical to use as a pen, so then it has to be big enough to cook something very easy to cook, like the most easily cooked egg that you can have, after it's already been mixed with oil and put in a preheated pan, so the amount of firewood you would need in order to cook such an egg. That's how big the reed has to be in order to be considered useful, and therefore in order to be chayiv for carrying it outside on Shabbos. So to summarize what we learned today, in Mishnah Daled, we learned the minimum shear of glue to make a bird trap, the minimum shear of pitch or sulfur and wax and crushed bricks. And when it came to the crushed bricks, we had a couple of opinions. The minimum shear of bran, the minimum shear of seed, which is a hair removal product, where we had a few different opinions. In Mishnah Hay, we learned the minimum shear of red clay, where we had a couple of opinions, and the minimum shear of manure and finely ground sand, where we had a couple of opinions, the minimum shear of coarse sand, and the minimum shear of a reed, which was either enough to make a pen, or if it's not practical to make a pen out of that type of reed, then it was enough to use as firewood to cook something that's very easily cooked. Tomorrow we'll continue with the last two Mishnayos of the Perek.